going to put those here.
Franz Herzog puts a string of pearls in a small aluminum box, showing how the Swiss Gemological Institute, or SSEF, prepares a pearl for X-ray.
And then we do this analysis with this liquid that is just to improve the contrast.
In truth, this is just a pearl necklace submerged in a metal box, but in an X-ray, Herzog and other scientists here can see the structures of pearls and determine whether they are natural or synthetic and determine their origin. Herzog says the certification of pearls has been a boon for SSEF in recent years.
Everybody was thinking, okay, we have to invest in something. Gold or diamonds or so are just too expensive, so people were thinking that pearls might be cheaper, but they aren't.
SSEF deals in any number of precious metals, from pearls to diamonds to sapphires, and it doles out expert advice from its plain-looking building in Basel to clients like the Christie's and Sotheby's auction houses and private dealers all over the world. Michael Chemnitsky is the lab's director.
There are just a few labs worldwide which offer similar services as we do on the same level of expertise. And in certain topics like pearl testing, the SSF is certainly the foremost authority on this.
Chemnitsky says he aims to make the lab like a five-star hotel of testing services, targeting a certain high-end clientele and offering a high-end product. The lab can fire a laser at a gemstone to make molecules vibrate and reveal secrets of the gem's formation. Or scientists can analyze the finest details of even the smallest pearl.
We have to see inside the pearl. We have to understand how the pearl has formed, how it has grown. We have to use X-rays. So you see internal structures. These structures show you then whether the pearl has been formed naturally, so just a wild oyster somewhere on a pearl bank, let's say in the Arabian Gulf, or whether there has been some human intervention.
SSEF doesn't mention prices when analyzing stones or pearls, though the lab was formed in the 1970s by Swiss jewelry and gem trade associations. Its work remains independent. That's one reason the lab moved to Basel from Zurich, to have distance from the bustle of a business center.
It's also quite good not to be too close to the market, because when you are very close to the market, then the traders will try to influence you.
The same distance that helps avoid pressure is making some of SSEF's business more difficult, says Chemnitsky.
Basel is a very nice place to be. However, it's not enough nowadays because big markets develop in Asia, in India, in China. So the developments which we have to face is to be present on more places.
SSEF already has offices in Paris and Bangkok and does business in Hong Kong, but it is still hampered by money. Though the lab rates some of the most valuable stones and pearls around, the lab is expensive to run, and building enough cash to fund a major expansion above all takes time. Tony Ganser, World Radio Switzerland, Basel.